I remember having a very good time with all of you several months ago. And I was quite delighted with that last hymn. It made me cry.
让我流泪.
Hymns normally don't make me cry.
赞美诗通常不会让我哭.
But our wondrous Son of God,
但是有一些会,
who rescued us from death by his death,
那耶稣基督啊, 靠他的死来救赎了我们.
It is such a joy to be a Christian.
作为基督徒是何等的喜乐。
There aren't many things to be proud of in this world.
在这个世上真的是没有什么值得太多值得我们自豪的事情。
And I make the mistake of listening to the news daily.
我这样说是因为我每天都听新闻。
So I have less to be proud of.
所以我就没有那么可以自豪的东西。
But we can always be proud of our God.
但是我们总可以以我们的神为傲。
So let's talk about Luke 15.
我们今天要讲的是路加福音15章。
If someone came to you,
如果有人来问你,
and asked this question,
问这样一个问题,
show me a portion of the Bible,
能不能指出一段圣经的经文,
where it really says that God is happy to know us.
可以告诉我们神, 因为认识我们就喜悦。
I know that Jesus died for us.
我知道, 耶稣基督为我们死。
But that's his job description.
这只不过是他的工作。
His son gave him a job description that said you have to die for these people.
神给他这样一份工作，就说你要为人而死。
But where does it say that he's really happy to know us?
但圣经里在哪里指出他真的是因为认识我们而感到喜悦呢？
Different chapters of the Bible specialize in communicating different messages.
那圣经中不同的经文，它要传达不同的讯息。
Luke 15 specializes us in telling us about the joy in heaven over you.
路加福音15章所要告诉我们的信息就是说神认识我们而感到喜乐，在天上感到喜乐。
So before I go further,
那在我继续之前,
I have to look at our technicians.
我要看一下我们的这位控制音控的弟兄。
And when I go like this,
当我这样做的时候,
something should happen up there.
那你就要去翻那个屏幕的页。
It's important to take care of details.
那我们先要把这些细节搞定了以后才能继续。
It worked.
好，现在没问题了。
Frankly, many times it doesn't.
尽管很多时候它都没有那么顺利。
Anyway,
好了，我们开始了。
Why did Luke 15 happen?
为什么会有路加福音15章这段经文呢？
It was because a group of people were pretty upset with Jesus Christ.
因为有一些人对耶稣基督不太开心。
Because, first of all, he was having meals with non-law-keeping Jews.
因为耶稣在和那些不严格遵守律法的犹太人一起吃饭。
And the Jews had this concept of uncleanness.
犹太人是非常看重洁净的。
And if you were unclean, you could not worship God.
如果你不洁净，就没有办法去敬拜神。
And if you touched someone who was unclean, you would become unclean.
如果你触摸了那些不洁净的人，那你也成为不洁净的。
So it is almost a certainty that Jesus was with unclean people who they thought would make him unclean.
所以耶稣基督啊，在与那些啊不洁净的人同在，那也就会他们认为会让耶稣基督也成为不洁净。
And the Pharisees found that tremendously offensive to them.
法利赛人认为那是对他们的一个极大的冒犯。
But there was something worse that he did.
但还有一件更糟糕的事。
He was actually happy when he was with these unclean people.
耶稣在与那些不洁净的人同在的时候，他非常的喜乐喜悦。
He acted like he liked them.
他看上去好像非常喜欢他们。
He smiled at them.
对他们微笑。
Treated them with dignity.
啊，用尊严来对待他们。
Was interested in their lives.
对他们的生活非常感兴趣。
He would laugh at their jokes.
啊，对他们讲的笑话也会哈哈大笑。
And he was comfortable with how wrong they were.
尽管他们做的并不好，但是他却还是跟他们在一起，觉得非常的自在。
He accepted them graciously.
他用恩典来接纳他们。
So the Pharisees were angry with him.
那法利赛人就非常的不高兴。
Now how do you communicate to angry people?
那对当有人发怒的时候，你要怎么来去应对呢？
You don't argue with them because they just get angrier.
你不要跟他们争吵，因为这会让他们更加的愤怒。
So what you do is you tell an angry person a story.
有一个办法就是你给他们讲故事。
Because when you tell a story, the imagination becomes alive, and the imagination pulls the person into the story.
当你讲故事的时候。他们的想象力就能够把他们带到这个故事当中。
So Jesus, to make sure they would listen to him, told them three stories.
耶稣基督为了让他们听他，所以他就讲了三个故事。
The three stories are.
这三个故事是。
The lost sheep.
失落的羊。
Lost coin.
失落的钱币。
The lost son.
失落的儿子。
And each story ends with a party.
在每一个故事结束的时候都有一个庆祝。
Emphasizing how happy God is when he has a relationship with a human being.
所以这里面强调的是当神跟人重新建立了关系的时候他是多么的喜悦。
Here's a secret for prayer.
那么在祷告的时候有一个秘诀。
God is always happier to listen to you than you are to talk to him.
那神总是更愿意听我们来讲
He's delighted to hear from you.
他非常的喜悦那当时他听我们的时候。
Because he's delighted in you.
因为他所喜悦的就是你。
And when we tell him the truth, he's thrilled.
当我们把实话告诉他的时候他就是非常的高兴。
So the first story is the lost sheep.
第一个故事就是失落的羊。
A shepherd loses one out of 100 sheep.
一个牧人有一百只羊，他丢失了一只。
He leaves the 99 to take care of themselves.
他就不去管那九十九只羊。
And he goes after the lost sheep.
去寻找那只失落的羊。
He finds the sheep who is terrified, who is weak, and who is dying.
他看到找到了那只失落的羊都快要死亡了。
He brings the sheep home.
他就把那只羊带回家。
Calls in his friends.
然后就找了他的朋友来。
And has a party.
一起庆祝。
We have a dog.
我们养了一条狗。
It's my wife's dog.
是我太太的。
Her name is Lily.
她的名字叫 Lily.
If Lily got lost for 10 years,
如果Lily 走失十年
and came back,
然后回来了
I wouldn't throw a party.
我不会为这件事庆祝。
the reason we have that dog is because my wife wanted it.
我们之所以会养狗，因为是我太太想要养。
Here's a principle that every husband needs to understand.
啊，这里面给啊弟兄一个原则。
It's a profound thought.
啊，是一个非常深刻的思想。
When your wife wants something,
当你太太要一件东西的时候
，Let her have it.
啊，你就给她。
She'll be happy.
啊，她就会很开心。
And much more important,
更重要的是
，Vastly more important,
非常非常重要。
You'll be happy.
你也会开心。
I would not throw a party for a lost sheep.
我不会因为找到失丧的羊而去庆祝。
I'd probably have the lost sheep for a meal.
我可能就把那失丧的羊啊做成羊排吃。
But this shepherd is so thrilled with that sheep, he throws a party.
但这个牧人啊，为找到的羊是非常的激动，他去找人来欢喜庆祝。
And Jesus says that's how heaven is.
耶稣告诉我们，这就是天上的就是这样。
When God finds a relationship with a human being, it is more meaningful to him than it is to the human being.
在天上，当神跟人建立了关系的时候，这个关系对神来说非常重要啊，远比啊人啊对这个关系的重视程度要高。
He created people because he loves people.
他创造人是因为他爱人。
So that's the lost sheep.
那就是啊这只失丧的羊。
Then we have the story of the lost coin.
那么又接下来看到这个故事，就是失丧的钱币。
A woman has 10 coins.
那这位妇人她有十个钱币。
She loses one.
啊，丢失了一个。
She sweeps the dirt floor of her house.
她就在家里面啊把地仔细的扫。
Finds it.
啊，找到了。
Now, this is a poverty-stricken culture.
在当时啊的社会是非常的啊贫穷的。
So a lost coin is really significant.
那丢失一个钱币其实是一个很重要的事情。
Any type of coin whatsoever was rare.
不管是什么样的钱币，那时候都是很少见、很少有的。
So she throws a party.
她也来庆祝。
Calls in her friends.
请了她的朋友。
And then Jesus makes the comment.
然后耶稣说
Up in heaven,
在天上
when a sinner repents,
当一个罪人悔改的时候
there is joy,
在天上也有喜乐
in the presence of the angels,
就是在啊天上的天使啊面前
Now that's actually a strange sounding phrase, joy in the presence of the angels.
在天上天使的面前，这个是其实一个是很独特的一个描述方法。
Why did he not simply say God's happy?
他为什么不说啊神非常的喜悦呢
？Because Jesus was sympathetic to his audience who were rabbis.
因为啊他的听众当中有一些这个啊犹太教的这个啊律法师文士。
And rabbis during his time didn't directly refer to the emotions of God.
因为他们啊不愿意直接去描述啊神的情感
，so they would never say God's happy.
他们从来不会说啊神很喜悦
，because they didn't feel it was their right to talk about how God responded.
因为他们不想直接说啊神怎么样的感觉
，so they would say things like the angels are experiencing joy in heaven.And it's actually referring to God being.
所以他们就会说啊，天上的天使非常的喜悦。所以实际上他们是在指神非常的喜悦。
Then we come to the third story.
那接下来我们看第三个故事。
A man had two sons.
有一个人有两个儿子。
The younger of them went to his father, and.
小儿子去找父亲，请把我的当得的家产分给我。
If my son Andrew,
如果我的儿子 Andrew
came to me,
来找我
and said, "Dad, you're 70 years old."
说父亲你已经七十岁了。
And it appears you're going to live forever.
但你看起来还是不会死。
My wife and I would like to buy a house.
我太太和我想买一个房子。
And we're waiting around for you to drop dead.
我们就一直在等你什么时候去世。
Since you don't appear to be on the way out,
但看起来你还死不了。
Could you give us our share of the inheritance now?
可不可以现在就把我们当得的遗产分给我们？
Frankly, I would be offended.
我肯定会被冒犯。
My child is thinking about the money they're going to get from me.
我的孩子就想着要我的钱。
No young people in this room would ever have a thought like that, would you, about your parents?
我想在座的年轻人可能都不会想吧，想着你们爸爸妈妈的钱财。
About how much money you're going to inherit, you never think that way, do you?
你从来应该从来没有想过你会继承多少遗产。
Why are you laughing?
你为什么笑？
He does something which is really unthinkable.
我他做的简直是不难以想象的。
He goes to his father and he says,
他就去找他的父亲说，
You've had cancer and you've survived that.
你得了癌症，但是还是治愈了。
You had a heart attack and you've survived that.
你有心脏病，但是也还是没有死。
I can't wait any longer.
我实在是没有办法再等了。
Can I have my share of the inheritance?
请把我那份遗产分给我吧。
And of all things, the father proceeds to share the inheritance.With the two of his sons.
那位父亲就真的把他的产业分给这两个儿子了。
With them.
分给他们。
Now, Jewish culture, like Chinese culture, favors firstborn sons.
犹太的文化跟中国的文化很类似，他们都比较重视长子。
I'm not a firstborn son.
我不是长子。
I have to put up with my brother Bill.
我就必须要忍耐我的哥哥 Bill.
Who's the oldest son.
Bill 是长子。
And he reminds me of it every time I talk to him.
每次我跟他讲话，他都会提醒我。
Firstborn sons are not my favorite people.
我实在是不喜欢长子们。
But in Jewish culture, the firstborn son always gets double what all the other children get.
但犹太的文化中长子总是得到双份于其他儿子的产业。
So the younger son gets one third of the property, the older son gets two thirds of the property.
小儿子得到产业的三分之一那大儿子就得到三分之二。
This is actually the second most important fact in this story. You have to remember it.
这个其实是这个故事当中一个非常重要的一个细节所以我们必须要记住。
How much did the older brother get?
就是对大儿子得到了多少产业
The first service did so much better than you.
第一堂他回答的比你们好多了。
They were disciplined, organized, and loud.
他们大家都一起大声的齐声回答。
How much did the older brother get?
Two-thirds.
You've improved. Thank you.
你们回答的不错，三分之二。
Two-thirds. Don't forget that.
请大家不要忘记。
So the younger brother gets his inheritance.
所以小儿子就得到了他的产业。
He leaves town.
他就离家。
Goes to Las Vegas.
去了拉斯维加斯。
Starts gambling.
开始赌博。
It takes him 2 weeks and he loses everything he got.
只花了两个礼拜就把所有的钱都赌光了。
He goes to McDonald's.
他就去了麦当劳。
And he has to find food in the dumpster.
然后就在麦当劳边上的这个垃圾箱里面去找食物吃。
He goes dumpster diving.
他就去啊，在垃圾箱里面找食物。
There's actually a word in Chinese for dumpster diving.
应该叫拾荒，或者通俗的讲就是拾破烂。
I guess there is. Dumpster diving.
对，就去他去拾破烂了。
Then he gets a job.
然后他又去找了一份工作。
Feeding pigs.
去喂猪。
With a terrible boss who doesn't pay him.
但是呢，那个老板呢很苛刻，他不愿意付他工钱。
It's like a Chinese boss in Shanghai.
就像上海的那个中国老板一样。
You work for a year and you're paid nothing.
你虽然辛苦工作，但你得不到你当得的工价。
He doesn't get paid.
因为他没有工钱。
He has to eat what's fed to the pigs.
他只能去啊吃啊猪的饲料。
Then he comes to his senses.
然后他就醒悟了。
And he thinks.
他想。
My father's employees are better off than I am.
他说我父亲的雇工他们过得都比我好。
I know what I'll do.
啊我知道了。
My father is a soft touch.
我父亲的心很软。
I'll go back to him.
啊，我去找他。
And I'll say,
我对他说
Father,
父亲啊
I have sinned against heaven.
我得罪了天。
I have sinned against you.
也得罪了你。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
我不配被称为你的儿子。
Give me a job.
可不可以给我一份工作？
I need work.
我需要来工作。
Make me like one of your employees.
请你像对待你的雇工那样的来对我。
There are many children like this.
很多孩子都是这样。
Who have parents who are soft touches.
他们的父母亲可能都非常的心软。
So the young man heads back home.
所以那个年轻人就回家了。
The father sees him coming.
父亲看到他回来。
He has compassion on him.
就是对他大有慈心。
He runs to him.
就跑过去。
He hugs him.
拥抱他。
And then in the Greek language it says he kisses him and kisses him and kisses him and kisses him.
在希腊文的原文里面说他就是不断的来亲吻他。
And the younger son thinks,
那小儿子就想
I've got him where I want him.
啊，我终于得到我想要的了。
Now is the time to strike.
啊，我现在要出击了。
My father is all emotionally caring for me.
啊，因为我父亲在情感上他是非常的关爱我。
So he starts a speech.
他就开始讲。
I have sinned against heaven.
啊，我得罪了天。
I've sinned against you.
得罪了你。
I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
我不配被称为你的儿子。
And right where he was getting to the point of saying, "Give me a job."
正当他说啊，请给我一份工作的时候。
And this is really important to notice.
哦，请大家注意。
Right when he was going to say, "Make me like one of your hired men."
正当他要说啊，就是来雇用我，就像你的一个雇工一样。
Right at the point where he was going to say end, A-N-D.
正当他要说而且的时候
，The father turns away from him.
的父亲就转过身。
Very important.
啊，很重要。
The father knows what's coming.
父亲看起来是知道他要说什么。
He's used to being manipulated by the younger son.
因为那个小儿子总是要耍弄他。
It's called family life.
这个家庭的生活其实就是常常是这样。
He turns away from his son.
他就啊转过身。
He looks to his slaves.
看着他的仆人。
And he says, "Bring out the best robe I have, the first robe."
把那上好的袍子拿来
Put it on him.
给他穿上。
In the ancient world,
在古代
among the Romans, Greeks, and Jews,
无论是罗马人、希腊人还是犹太人，
they all had laws as to how you're supposed to dress.
他们都有法律来规定你要怎么样去穿衣。
Your clothing would tell everyone exactly who you were in the culture.
从文化上来讲，你的穿着就啊可以告诉别人你的身份。
There were laws that said if you were a noble person, there was a certain way you had to dress.
法律规定，如果你是一个贵族，你就有某一种穿衣的方式。
The ancient Chinese had the same kind of rules.
啊，在古代中国也是如此。
If you were a free person, you had to dress a certain way.
啊，如果你是个自由人，那你有自由人的穿衣的方式。
If you were a slave, you had to dress a certain way.
如果你是一个奴仆，也有奴仆的穿衣的方式。
Your dress stated what your status was.
你的穿着就代表了你的啊身份地位。
So putting the robe on the younger son was an immediate statement to that son and to everyone else what the status of the father's son is.
当啊父亲就把他的袍子给这个儿子穿上的时候，他就向周围的所有的人啊做了这样一个宣告，就是他。就是宣告他儿子的身份。
And it communicated that everyone had to treat that younger son the way they treated the father.
告诉大家啊，他们对待这个儿子就要像对待啊父亲他自己一样。
When you became a Christian,
当你成为一个基督徒的时候，
the Bible teaches that you were clothed in Christ.
圣经教导我们说啊，我们就穿戴了基督。
What that meant 2,000 years ago.
那在两千年前
is that you were granted the status of Jesus Christ before God the Father.
那么我们就啊在父神面前就得到了啊耶稣基督的身份。
As Paul said, you have the righteousness of God in him.
那就如保罗所说的啊，我们在他里面就得到了神的义。
The robe established.
那这个袍子
The status of the son.
就是建立了这个儿子他的身份。
Then the father said, put a ring on his hand.
然后父亲又说啊，给他戴上戒指。
What does the ring mean?
这个啊，戒指是什么呢？
It's a credit card.
其实就是一个信用卡。
When you're given a family ring,
那你当你得到你的家族的戒指的时候，
it always had a family symbol on it.
那在这个上面有这个家族的印章。
And you could buy things with it by simply pressing the family ring into a document.
当啊你要买东西的时候，就可以用这个印章来签署这个文件。
Credit cards are interesting.
啊，信用卡其实是很有趣的。
When my children were young and they asked for my credit card.
当啊，我的孩子还小的时候，他们啊向我要信用卡。
I was always delighted with how nice they are to me.
啊，那时候他们对我就非常的好啊，我也很开心。
Because they knew they could buy things with it.
因为他们知道用信用卡就可以买东西。
And I knew that they would like me at least for one day.
啊，我们至少那一天他们会对我非常的好。
That's what that ring was.
所以这就是那个戒指的意思。
This son is given a credit card.
啊，所以这个儿子就得到了一张信用卡。
And then the father says, "Put sandals on his feet."
那父亲又说啊，给他穿上鞋。
Roman law, Greek law, Jewish law, and custom said,
啊，罗马的法律啊，希腊的法律，还有犹太的法律都规定
，slaves go barefoot.
啊，那奴隶啊，只能啊赤脚。
Servants go barefoot.
那仆人只能赤脚。
Sandals means this young man is still a son in the family.
那穿鞋就表示这个年轻人是啊这个家族的儿子。
But there was a fourth thing that was done.
啊，还有第四件事。
A party.
啊，就是庆祝。
With music.
啊，还有音乐。
Dancing.
跳舞。
Food.
很多好吃的食物。
The fatted calf is slain. to feed everybody in the village.
然后呢，还杀了一只肥牛犊啊，来给这个全村的人吃。
Three parties.
有三个庆祝。
Lost sheep, lost coin, lost son. Three parties.
丢失的羊，丢失的钱币，还有失丧的儿子。
Emphasizing the happiness of heaven.
这就强调了啊，天上的喜乐。
This chapter is important.
这章是非常啊重要的。
It reveals God's emotions about you.
就像我们启示啊，神对我们的情感。
Many Christians.
很多基督徒。
Are far more concerned about how they feel about God than God feels about them.
他们更关心的就是说他们对神的感情是怎么样，而不是神对他们的感情是怎么样的。
We should be more concerned about how God feels about us.
其实我们更应该关注神对我们的感情。
And Luke 15 tells us how he feels about us.
那路加福音十五章就告诉我神对我们是怎么样的。
So they have the party.
所以他们就欢喜快乐。
And the older son comes from the field where he has been working.
所以大儿子就从这个田里面回来。
And he sees that in the largest building in the village, there's a party going on.
他就看到在村里面这个大房子里面就是有一个庆祝活动。
Singing and dancing is going on.
大家在唱歌跳舞。
He sees one of the young servants that belonged to the family, and he says, "What's going on?"
他就问啊，其中的一个仆人啊，发生什么了
？And the servant says, "Your brother's back."
那这个仆人就告诉他啊，说你的兄弟回来了。
Your father has received him and has thrown a party for him.
所以你的父亲正在招待他啊，为他去庆祝。
The older brother responds calmly.
那大儿子他就很平静地来回应。
And he says,
然后他说
What?
什么
What has dad done?
我爸爸到底在做什么事情
A party for that bum?
怎么会为那个逆子来去庆祝呢
Dad first has cancer.
他先得了癌症
Then he has a heart attack.
又得了心脏病
Now he's crazy.
他现在又疯了
He's out of his mind.
他是完全的失去了理性
A party for him?
居然为这个儿子来庆祝
I'm not going to that party.
我绝对不能进去
And he just stands out there in the middle of the courtyard, outraged.
所以他就站在外面院子里面，就是非常的愤怒。
His father hears about it.
他父亲就听见了。
And the father does something unusual.
那父亲所做的是非常的不寻常。
When the younger son went to a distant country, he did not chase him there.
当小儿子离家去异乡的时候，他并没有去追逐他。
He just left him make a mess out of his life.
他就任凭他去在做错事情。
But the older brother is outside, and the father immediately goes out there.
但是当大儿子生气的时候那父亲马上就出来了。
Because frankly, that's a greater emergency.
因为这件事情其实是更严重的一件事情。
Wasting money is one thing.
挥霍钱财当然是不好的。
Hating your brother is far worse.
但是恨弟兄是更加糟糕的。
Wasting money may be a sin of the flesh.
挥霍钱财是肉体的罪。
Resenting your brother is a sin of the spirit.
怨恨你的弟兄是这个灵里面的罪。
The older brother is in greater danger than the younger brother ever was.
所以这个大儿子是比这个小儿子相比起来，他是处在更大的一个危险的处境里面。
So the father goes out.
所以父亲就出来了。
Now, in Jewish culture,
在犹太的文化里面
You don't humiliate your parents in public.
你不应该当众的羞辱你的父亲。
In Chinese culture, do you humiliate your parents in public?
在中国文化里面，你会不会当众的羞辱你的父母亲呢？
Only Caucasians do that.
只有西方的白人才会这么做。
Chinese don't do that.
中国人不会这么做的。
But this son humiliates.
但是
father in public.
这个大儿子他却公开的来羞辱他的父亲。
And he says to his father,
他对他父亲讲,
You've received your son back.
你来接待你这个儿子,
who wasted all your money with prostitutes.
他在这个娼妓上面身上挥霍了你所有的钱财。
Now, there weren't iPhones 2,000 years ago.
2000年前时候并没有这个智能手机。
There weren't telephones.
也没有电话。
There was no way he would know how the younger brother lost the money.
所以大儿子他怎么会知道啊？那个小儿子他怎么样去挥霍到他的钱财呢？
But he takes what's in his brain and what he would like to do with that money.
他只是用根据他自己的想象，如果他有这笔钱，他会怎么做啊？去来。判断这个小儿子。
And he accuses the younger brother.
所以他就论断这个小儿子。
Of what is the temptation to him?
其实对他来说是一个诱惑，是一个试探。
That's a very telling detail that Jesus put in that story.
这个细节耶稣基督在这个细节里面告诉我们很多。
Then the older brother says,
然后大儿子说,
I have served you my entire life.
我一生都服侍你。
I have obeyed every rule you have.
你的命令我都遵守。
And you have not even given me a small goat.
你甚至连一只山羊羔都没有给我。
To have a party with my friends.
让我与我的朋友们欢喜快乐。
And by the way, you aren't my friend.
当然了，你不是在我的朋友之中。
Now here's the important part of this story.
所以这边有一个非常重要的信息。
How much of the family wealth that the younger brother have?
那这个小儿子他得到多少家族的产业呢？
One third.
三分之一。
How much of the family wealth did the other brother get?
那大儿子他得到了多少产业呢？ 三分之二。
How much does the father have left of his fortune?
那他父亲还剩下多少呢？
Zero.
一无所有。
He gave away everything he had.
他把所有的都给了他的两个儿子。
How much does the older brother have?
大儿子有多少呢？是三分之二。
But in his heart, he has nothing.
但是在他心里面，他觉得自己一无所有。
This is a fantastic point Jesus is making.
这边就是耶稣基督告诉我们一个非常奇妙的一个事情。
The performance-based person
那
always has nothing.
那以表现为基础的人，他们总是觉得自己一无所有。
Because the performance-based person always has to obey in order to get anything.
所以那些表现主义的人，他们总是要通过顺服去努力去。争取到他们所要。
The performance-based person has a slave mentality.
所以表现主义者他们是有一种奴仆的心态。
A rules mentality.
他们有一种循规蹈矩的心态。
A poverty mentality.
他们有一种穷人的心态。
Everything they get depends on them.
那他们所得到的都是他们靠他们自己得来的。
They don't believe in the generosity of God.
他们不相信神的慷慨。
They believe in their own performance.
他们只相信自己的表现。
And they always have nothing.
他们总觉得自己一无所有。
When Adam and Eve were created,
当亚神创造了亚当和夏娃，
they were given everything.
他们拥有一切。
They were simply told, "Take care of everything you've been given."
神只是告诉他们去啊管理他们所拥有的这一切。
God did not hand them a mortgage payment book.
神并没有让他们去付这个房屋贷款。
You have to pay for paradise.
他们不需要为这个乐园付任何的代价。
Everything they needed, given freely.
神把这个他们所需的一切都白白的赐给了他们。
When you became a Christian.
当你成为一个基督徒的时候，
All the spiritual blessings that exist are yours in heaven in Christ. Everything you need is there.
那你已经从耶稣基督里面得到了一切属灵的福气。
You're under the care of a good father.
那你是在神的手里面，在神的关爱之下。
Who loves you and protects you.
爱你，保护你。
You're rich.
你非常的富有
spiritually rich.
在属灵上是非常的富足
You don't have to work for anything.
你不需要靠你的工作去取得什么
You just have to respond in loving gratitude.
那你只需要啊带着感恩来回应
There are two important parts to this story.
那在这个故事里面有两个重要的啊部分
One is the generosity of the father when the younger brother returns in failure.
当啊这个小儿子失败回到家里的时候，我们看到这个父亲他的这个慷慨。
But the other is the poverty of the older brother who has everything but sincerely believes he has nothing.
另外，我们就看到这个大儿子他的这种穷人的心态，他拥有了一切，但是他还是觉得自己一无所有。
He has to work like a slave.
他就像一个啊奴隶一样的去工作。
He has to obey every rule.
他必须去服从啊每一条命令。
But everything he gets depends on him.
他觉得他靠自己才能得到啊他所需要的。
That is not Christianity.
这并不是基督信仰。
That's Phariseeism.
这就是法利赛人。
That's legalism.
啊律法主义。
That's performance-based religion.
这就是以啊表现为基础的宗教。
There is a father in heaven who finds joy in you.
那我们在天上的父，他在我们身上可以找到喜悦。
And our only challenge is to get to know him well.
对我们的挑战就是我们需要去认识他。
And as you get to know him, he will be delighted.To get to know you better and better and better.
当我们认识这位神的时候啊，他就会在他对我们的认识当中得到喜乐、喜悦。
Let us pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father,
父神
we thank you for the joy of being under your love.
啊，我们感谢你在你的爱中我们所得到的喜乐。
We thank you that we have everything in Christ.
啊，在耶稣基督里面，我们得到了一切。
Our present, our future are secure.
我们的现在，我们的未来啊，都已经牢牢的掌握了。
Whether we live or we die, we are safe.
无论是生是死，我们都非常的稳妥。
Whether we are sick or are we healthy, we are under your love.
无论是我们健康或者生病，我们都在你的爱里面。
We thank you.
我感谢你。
That heaven had a party when we became your child.
当我们成为你的儿子的时候，在天上就欢喜快乐。
And Father, we think of the person here who may not have trusted in Christ.
啊，主啊，在我们当中，如果还有没有相信耶稣基督的。
May they choose to believe in him this morning.
就让今天早上他们来选择来相信耶稣。
May they believe that Jesus died for their sins.
让他们相信啊，主耶稣基督为他们的罪而死。
That he was brought from the dead.
然后他从死里复活。
And he went to heaven.
啊，升到天上。
May they believe that by faith they can be right with you forever.
愿他们知道靠着信他们就和可以和你永远的建立一个好的关系。
Because Jesus lives to protect them.
因为耶稣基督活着来保护他们。
And Father, we who are your children,
父神啊，我们是你的儿女。
May we not be like the younger brother who just lives for the flesh.
让我们不要像那个小儿子那样为肉体而活。
May we not be like the older brother who lives in fear of poverty.
也不要像那个大儿子那样啊，生活在恐惧和贫穷的心态中。
But may we live as a well-loved daughter and son of our Father in heaven.
而是让我们活着就像那啊，蒙你爱的儿女啊，属天的儿女这样。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.